Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And you were bugging me earlier.
Oh, yeah.
About something.
Well, you, last time we all talked, you had a Zoom date that was happening on Friday,
yes,
or a house party date or some type,
yes,
of virtual date, because that's the world we're living in right now.
Right.
So how did it go?
It got postponed.
Oh, no. How can virtual dates get postponed?
When somebody has migraines.
Oh,
so
he was not feeling the greatest.
Yeah, and then I ended up getting pretty busy the rest of the weekend. Like, I felt bad because I hadn't seen my folks in, like, a couple days.
Yeah.
And so, like, I felt, like, in a wayward way, like, obligated to hang out all weekend.
Oh, that is weird.
But then also, like, it was my roommate's birthday on Sunday, and I knew it was, like, a day apart from Rev's birthday, but I thought it was on the Tuesday.
Oh, okay, because Rev's birthday was on Monday.
But it was Sunday, so I figured it out early in the morning. I'm like, oh, crap. So I had to, like,
panicked
and, like, got everything together. Like, we did a drive-by, like, signs and balloons and flowers.
Cute.
And then at night, my parents made dinner. So I spent a lot of time at my parents' house.
That's nice. Well, okay, so when did he tell you? Did he tell you on Friday that he wasn't,
yeah,
feeling good? Usually migraines at the same, at least for me, they hit the, like, day of and you want to,
yes,
die.
Oh, yeah. And he's had some, like, last week, too, he was telling me, so.
Oh, he just gets them a lot?
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I get it.
Have you guys rescheduled?
Not yet. We've been talking and stuff, like, every day, but I haven't actually asked to reschedule. Just
dude!
I'm busy.
What are you doing this weekend? Exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm making sure I don't have anything to do with my
silence.
Folks.
Tell your folks you got a date. They'll understand.
Oh, I don't want to tell them that.
They'd rather you go on a date than hang out with them, I bet.
There's a lot I don't tell them. I don't like having them all up in my life, because what if it, like, doesn't work out? I don't want them asking about,
okay,
somebody.
Okay, well, say you have plans,
yeah,
with your roommates, or you have plans with me through,
right,
internet or whatever.
Which, I mean, this weekend should be fine. But it's, like, the last couple weekends, like, I feel like I've been super busy, and today I'm just gonna go home and chill.
Yeah,
like,
because,
like, my mom needed to, like, go through all this government stuff, you know, with work,
unemployment,
and so
everything.
I had to go and do that, which is made to, like, a mess.
It's exhausting.
And people are like, why does your mom do it? I'm like, she's a smart woman. She, like, but it's for somebody who is a native English speaker, young person,
yeah,
tech savvy, it's hard. And not that, like, the process is hard. It's just the wording they use because they want to confuse people.
Totally.
But also the system crashes a lot. It's just awful.
Yeah.
So it was days and days of this.
Okay, well, you don't,
yes,
have any excuse,
no,
now. Text the dude. Set a plan for this weekend because it's already Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know this is going to, like, if not,
right,
it's going to, nothing's ever going to happen.
Right. But I'll hit him up after the podcast when I'm going to go take my nap. That's usually when I respond to everyone, then go to sleep, and then respond to everyone when I wake up.
Yeah, I'm just be like, hey, so what are you doing this weekend? Do you want to not hang out?
do you tell your parents everything? Like, what percentage,
yeah,
of things do you think you tell them?
My mom, she doesn't live here, so not.
But, like,
I mean,
when she used to live here.
Oh, psh. 99.
Wow.
Usually the only things I didn't tell them, if it was, like, anything, like, illegal.
Like when you were younger with your fake ID.
Like with my fake ID, which I rarely did anything. No, I would even tell them, like, when I skipped school,
mm-hmm,
or when. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would tell them everything.
Like, you didn't really have strict parents growing up, it feels like.
I mean, it was an honesty policy. And that's what I felt like. I felt, that's why I hope my kids are like me in that sense, because I didn't skip school and then try to make up some crazy,
mm-hmm,
crazy excuse about it, or say, like, no, I was there. What are they? They probably just didn't mark me down for attendance, or like I never tried to lie to them. Mm-hmm. I would say I'm having a really hard time right now. I'm just letting you know I'm skipping fifth period, or I'm like, you know, like, and they'd be like, oh my God, like, I hope you're okay. And then I would talk to them about it and they would understand,
right?
Because I was very open with them, with like, this boy really hurt my feelings. Like, I'm not going to this class because I need to cry. And they're like, oh shoot. Like, okay. Like, they understood, like, mm-hmm. it's a life, but I think they appreciated that I was always so open and mm-hmm. honest with them, that they were like, okay. And I was like a good kid.
Yeah.
Like, the 1% I wouldn't tell them is stuff that I did illegally, but that was like the only 1% that,
right.
But which would be like my fake ID, which now right. I'm like, want to let you know, 10 years ago, I lied to you. I was at that bar.
Oh my God.
And they just think it's hilarious, but they probably wouldn't have in the time.
Right. And for me, like, I realized, I read something where the post was very, hit me hard, because I'm like, that was my life. Like, my parents were very, what I thought was strict, and now looking up, I see it's a cultural thing,
because mm-hmm.
there's just things that, you know, they grew up in Mexico, and they came here, and they were trying to raise me like they were raised in Mexico, and
yeah.
it's a very different climate, different customs, and everything, so what I viewed as strict was what they viewed as normal, or even more lax than what they were used to.
Do they realize that it's different
yes.
nowadays?
Now,
it's different,
like,
here.
Yeah, now we click a lot better. We used to not when I was younger.
They've gotten accustomed to mm-hmm. America
more. Yeah, more now that they've kind of grown and they saw me and they were able to be more lax with my brother, because that's how it works with the oldest.
Yeah,
you mess them up first.
My poor older brother, plus he's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
He got a lot more.
See, we never had, it was never a girl boy thing. It was pretty equal in
our
household.
Your dad didn't even feel that, like, my baby girl. No.
Like, I mean, if I screwed up, oh yeah, I got it, just like my brother did. But they were, I felt like it was very, very strict. And the post I saw said, strict parents don't produce well-behaved kids. You produce liars, because they learn how to lie. They learn how to sneak around. They learn how to get around things. You're not producing well-adjusted, you know, good kids, if you will.
Yeah.
You're just teaching them how to get around it.
Honestly, that's like, I was friends with a lot of people that were really, like, their mm-hmm. parents were really strict. And we would say we were going to one place, but we were really hanging out at a different place.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knew but my parents. My parents always knew where I was, for real. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, but let me tell you, we're telling all of these parents, moms, we're going to this place, but we're really going to be here, just so you know. They'd be like, yeah, yeah, okay. But I'm like, because I mm-hmm. have that, like, I hate lying. Mm-hmm. Like, it just makes me feel so uncomfortable, whether you're my friend, my parent, my boyfriend, whatever. Like, I'm like, word vomit, here's the real truth.
Right, and it's
I can't
funny.
Lie to you.
And it's funny, because like, I, not that they taught me how to taught me that lying was good or anything, but I felt like I had to.
Well, yeah, then, I mean, if I had said the truth, and if I had thought that would got me in trouble, why right. would I say the truth?
Like, it would get me in trouble, or I wouldn't be listened to. And there was a few times where they were just too mad to actually listen, and now they realize that's a mistake, and
yeah,
they've gotten way better at listening and all that. But in that moment, when you're a teenager, so, let's just say I to this day, I don't ever tell them everything. Like, if I'm like, hey, you know, I'm doing this, or if I, you know, little lies don't bother me with them, because I don't want them to worry.
Okay. Okay.
Where it's just like, you know, like, if I was seeing a dude and we broke up or whatever, it didn't work out, and I'm bummed out for a couple of days, I won't tell them. Like, cause I'm like, don't. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm just tired. You know.
So do they ever ask you, are you dating anyone? Are you
sometimes? But right now, obviously, it's not. I'll usually kind of bring it up. Like, if it is somebody I'm really digging, I'll
yeah.
bring it up. But after a while.
How long is a while?
Like, I have to feel like fairly serious about them, like, in the sense of like, okay, you could be my boyfriend. I call it like the Facebook
okay.
official boyfriend, not that I'm posting on Facebook anyways, but
okay, like, it could almost be like that.
Yes. And that's kind of when I maybe tell them about it.
So not necessarily it is that. Yet.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And it's not even always. It's just like, oh, if it comes up, like.
So do they ever ask, like, are you dating? Have you been going on any dates? Like, are you?
No, they'll joke
dating
around.
Sites.
My dad has joked around where he has a coworker. He met his wife on one of the dating sites. Like, oh, what dating site? I got to tell my daughter about that. And my dad retelling me the story. I was just like, Dad, I've tried them all.
Like, I'm on them all, Dad, already.
Like, do you know how many dating sites I've tried since the age of 21?
So they do know that you do dating sites.
I think I told him that, like, in passing. I don't know if he thought it was a joke or not.
Oh.
So it's just, I mean,
okay.
I'm not going to give him the details of
see, I'm
how
so
many dudes
like,
I've gone with.
But I'm so like, oh, dude, I'm on all. Like, if I was dating, or I was like, if they wanted to hang mm-hmm. out Friday night and I had a date, it would be no problem for me to be like, no, I have a virtual date, yo. Mm-hmm. Like, I got to get all like pretty, like this part up of my body he's going to see because I got a date. Yeah. Like, whether it's good or bad or anything, it's just like a different relationship.
Like, and even then, like, I don't tell everybody, like, I don't hit up everyone being like, even like some of my close friends.
Oh, I only do if you like ask or if you want to hang out or something.
But like, I'm just like, it just seems so exhausting to have to explain like, well, where did you meet him? This and that. And then find out the next day, like, oh.
It sucked.
Well, like, there was my whole life is in memes. I sent this to my best friend where the joke was, first day, oh my God, this guy is so amazing. Like, I really, really like him. A couple days later, never mind. And I send it to her. She's like, oh, Vicky, it's true.
It's true.
So it got to a point where, like, I was meeting people. I'm like, I'm really digging them. And then it's like, yeah, it fizzled out pretty quick just because it wasn't clicking as well as I thought it was.
Oh.
Or just, like, you kind of get really excited. Like, okay, it's a date. Like, I don't really do too many of these. Let's try. Let's, you know, open up.
Yeah.
And then it's like, this wasn't a right fit.
Yeah, we didn't click as well as we did through, like, texting. Mm-hmm. Or.
So even then, like, it's kind of exhausting telling people just because... Like, I'm going on a date.
I would just be shocked because, like, your parents, I feel like, are the parents that are, like, would, like, when we were mm-hmm. FaceTiming the other day and your mm-hmm. dad came on and was like, we need a baby girl or whatever, you know, like, they seem, and I know in your culture, right. It's like, people have kids and get married mm-hmm. super early, so I'm surprised they're not more...
on
like,
it.
Yeah, like, so are you dating Juan? Are you dating Vicky? Are you guys dating? Yeah. Like, what's that, you know? But maybe that's just because I'm really nosy, so for my kids, you know, I'm gonna be like, so, and they're not gonna tell me anything ever.
My parents, like maybe when we were younger, they're probably a little more nosy about certain things, and that because of the whole like disconnection there, my brother and I are very like, no.
Very quiet about it.
Yeah, we're like, no.
And they probably know if like you're serious, you'll eventually bring them around.
Right. Like the last guy I dated, like we didn't even date long enough for that. Like we were like really liked each other and we only dated 3 months. So they didn't even get to meet him. My parents knew about him, but they never got to meet him.
I didn't even meet him.
Yeah. Like that's how quickly that happened. But I did find this article on someecards.com and it was 25 people share the secrets they've been keeping from their parents.
Oh, like forever?
Yeah. Ooh. And some of these are just freaking wow. One person says, I make more money than I let on. My parents have and will always be the, well, I take care of you all your life, time for you to pay it back type of parent. Except there is no end to this quote unquote debt. So I hide money from them so they can't take advantage of me. That's awful.
That's awful.
See, my parents are the kinds of parents I'm like, Mom, Dad, I want to do stuff to make up for everything you've done for me. They're like, no, save your money. Don't do that. No, we're good.
Oh.
Like, Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day? You know, because they've been redoing lots of parts of their house. I'm like, do you want some new picture frames?
Mother's Day is this Sunday, by the way, everyone. Just so you know.
That is your warning.
Snuck up very fast.
Yeah. So I'm like, she's like, oh, like, I don't want anything. Save your money. Both parents do that.
That would drive me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I think, ooh, that's a tough one. I think parents should always take care of their children. I think it was their choice to frickin' have us. So... that should, but not necessarily take care of money wise. I mean, like, take care of, like, always, like, be there for them and always, like, make them your number one. Like, if they need you or if they want, you know. But then I also do think there is, like, a switch. And I think mm-hmm. I'm kind of, like, getting towards that switch, mm-hmm. especially with everything that's going on right now, where it's like, damn, like, you need to stay the frick at home mm-hmm. and I need to take care of you.
Right.
And I definitely knew that switch was eventually going to come. Or like, I joke about like, I'm saving all my money so I can put you in a nice retirement home. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so
I'm Mexican. They stay and live with us.
I don't know. I don't even know if my dad would want that, to be honest.
Right.
But or whatever it is, like, I'm saving my money so then we can get like a place where you're downstairs and you have your whole like board game area. You can play by yourself and your TV and all your cable and your fanciness.
Or like, what? Like a mother-in-law unit, basically.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. That would be probably the perfect scenario for me for my entire life.
Honestly, that's probably what I would want to like achieve because it's a very Mexican thing. And I think I heard mention either from you or your dad where it's very an Italian thing too.
Yeah, yeah, an East Coast thing. Yeah.
Where everyone like lives together. And I noticed it when I went to Mexico a couple years back and they're like, oh yeah, so here's the grandma and here's the mom and dad and here are the kids who are like adults and they all live together.
Yeah.
And it's just so normal. And then they start having babies. And the only time they really move out is if they have to move or if they make a lot of kids.
Yeah, yeah. Usually it's like a townhouse. So there's like three mm-hmm. levels.
Mexico doesn't have that. It's not always like that. Well, at least where my grandparents live, where I was no noticing all this in the houses, because I would go over a couple houses down, because my grandparents didn't have Wi-Fi, so I would go there and I'd,
oh, cute.
I'd do my work from their house because they didn't have Wi-Fi. But like, I would never want, unless that's what my parents wanted, I wouldn't want to put them in a home.
Yeah. And like, even and homes are damn expensive.
Yeah.
Holy crap. It's almost cheaper to just have them living with you or have a mother-in-law or whatever.
Yeah. And like, my grandma, so my grandpa died a little over a year ago. And so my grandma is just mostly staying at my aunt's house, but she floats around. So she'll stay with my parents for like a month, like in their guest room. She'll go with her, my other uncles. Like, so she kind of floats around and hangs out for a while. Like,
That's good.
Like right now she's been with my uncle Jose because his mother-in-law is there too. So the two grandmas are hanging out right now with the pandemic.
That's adorable.
So they at least have company.
Yeah. And then one person doesn't have to deal with her the entire time, like forever.
But like, my goal in life is to make enough money to where my kids don't have to struggle as much as like I did, because we didn't have a whole lot of money growing up, but also enough money to where when it's time, my parents don't have to work ever again.
Yeah, they can retire and be happy and be set.
Like, and don't have to, even if they don't have enough in retirement, like, I want to make sure, like, hey, I want to pay, you know, make sure your bills are paid and you have what you need.
Yeah.
And like, you don't, like, I don't want my mom to be, you know, 70 cleaning houses still, or my dad. Like, it's no.
Yeah, that's too old.
Like, if I could now, I would make it so my mom wouldn't have to work.
She gotta be chilling on the beach with a margarita at 70. Right.
Or even, like, I just want her to have her house. Like, I wish I could buy her house with, like, the property so she can sit there and garden all day. And, like, she wants a couple chickens. Like, just stuff like that.
Dude. She wants to be like Taryn.
Kinda.
Yeah.
But let's go on to other stuff that people have hid from their parents. I met the guy my mom told me was my real dad. We did a DNA test, and there is a 0% chance. He even took me on a white water rafting trip with his wife and son. I never told her.
Ooh, that's effed up. I would totally tell my mom.
I would check again, because I've seen how, like, those DNA tests, they change.
Like, if we did a swab?
Well, like, yeah, because I did the ancestry test, and so I spit into the little container, and I sent it off, and I got my, ancestry results.
Yeah.
And so those have changed, like, twice.
But, like, not, like, actual, like, who you're related to, right?
No, but, like, it's telling me this and that. Like, so I'm thinking if you, the more data and more information you get, it's giving you different results based on DNA.
I think it's a 0% chance, though. I'm like, I don't think that. Dude, that's really, really weird.
Oh, how about this one? My dad doesn't know that I was suspended due to grades for a semester in college. I mean, if you graduated and you're fine.
Yeah, if you're graduating, you're fine. I mean, that's something that if that happened to me, I don't know if I probably would, but I would get in a lot of trouble.
I think, yeah, you could never, this next one, you could not lie about it, and you would come like running straight with the truth, crying.
What?
It's like, I actually did know why my laptop wasn't working. I spilled a fair amount of Jack Daniels on it. I'm so.
That is.
They wouldn't be surprised.
No, they wouldn't be. They wouldn't be. I'd be like, it's not working. And then the first question would be like, well, did you spill anything on it?
Yeah.
And then I would start crying.
That I used to sneak out of the house from our second story bathroom window to go nightclubbing with my friends after my parents went to bed.
I love that. That is so cool.
I snuck out a couple of times, because even as like I was 18, 19, they're like, it's too late for you to go out. It's like 9 o'clock on a weeknight.
Screw you, parents.
So I knew how to like tiptoe and get around and climb the fence and open the door or whatever.
I definitely snuck out too. And I'm trying to wonder if like I did ever tell them. I would sneak out of my window. It was so easy. But it's like, I didn't do anything cool. I think I went to Denny's. Which Denny's is cool. So yeah.
No, we just drove around. Like, we just drove around, hung out. Didn't really do anything.
Yeah, right. We didn't smoke pot. We weren't like doing drugs or drinking.
It's just like, oh my God, I'm out at night. Well, no one's around.
It's like midnight. Cool.
So now it's like, don't ask me to hang out after 8 p.m.
Yeah, I'm going to be sleeping at midnight.
Someone said, I stole money for weed and regret it to this day. My lazy ass should have just gotten a job instead.
Oh, I could never do that. I would have so much guilt if I stole from my parents.
Or how about when I was at Walmart with my mom, I stole two of those big cartons full of Pokemon cards, took the cards and stuffed them into my back pocket, and I planned the whole robbery a week before. I was the best robber at 9. Yeah,
damn.
I don't think my parents know how much we shoplifted.
Like, oh, your parents teenagers. Don't know at all.
No, they know my brother did, because my brother got caught once. And my brother
told
them.
Got caught, though.
I didn't.
Right?
But yeah. I don't know if he, like, ratted on me. Not that they weren't going to do anything anyways, because at that point I wasn't doing it anymore.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, I did it back in the day. I was too much of a little bitch to steal anything.
This one's kind of When I was in the seventh grade, I started to get into porn, and my favorite, for some reason, was guy-on-guy stuff, even though I'm a girl. Anyways, I didn't know how anything but YouTube works, so I ended up downloading like 3 gay porn videos on my phone, and I had an Android, so when I deleted the videos, the download history was all still on my phone. For some reason, my mom took my phone and went through and sat me down and asked me about the porn she found on it. But for some more context, I had to keep my phone in the living room at night and could only have it during the day. Now, I'm not proud of this, but I am a good liar. But in this situation, I didn't have to do much lying, because as soon as I started crying and saying I didn't do it, she immediately believed me and blamed it on my stepdad, saying that she had a suspicion that he was gay throughout their whole relationship and all of that. After that, she never confronted him and just continued to stay with him, even though she thought he was gay. And that's just when I realized my mom was a gold digger.
What? Whoa. Oh my God, there's so much to unpack with that.
Right?
Wow.
Like, I get the whole guy-on-guy porn. Like, I
Vicky
like,
loves that.
I like bisexual porn. Guy-on-guy with a girl.
Okay.
Like, I want all of them to be involved with each other.
But do you
other.
Like watching just the guy-on-guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will. Yeah, but I do like...
yeah, I like that.
I like it when it's like... you know, like, it's like a... They're all connected, if you will.
Yeah, you like the guy-on-guy, or you, yeah. Say I like same-sex, but I like girl-on-girl. I don't really like the guy-on-guy. That is crazy, though, that story.
Yeah.
Like, and now I understand what a gold digger is.
Dude, at my old computer, I realized that if... Because I would look at porn, too, when I was a teenager. But there was this program on my computer that when you would look at a website, like MySpace or whatever, it just saved all the cookies to this program. And it was a program that I would use to open up pictures.
Oh.
And you could do some mild editing, like cropping and red eye.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a Microsoft thing or whatever. And... when I realized when I would go and like to the all instead of just the single picture, you can go see the whole gallery, if you will. All the pictures were there. Huh. So if you were on MySpace, there's like random pictures from MySpace.
Oh.
Or if you were, you know, whatever, it was just all popping up randomly. And so if you were at a porn site,
ew.
It was all there. So some of it was mine. Some of it was not. This is back before.
Oh, some of it your brother's? Or your dad?
Yeah, probably.
What was it?
It was just regular stuff, but I was a teenager, so I'm just like, I'm going to prevent any fights and arguments and crazy stuff. I'm just deleting everything.
Deleting it all.
So every once in a while, I'd go and delete it all.
That was very, very nice of you.
Yeah.
You were the little angel they didn't know they had.
Yes. My parents don't know my location for the last 25 years. Isn't that crazy?
They don't know where you are?
Right?
Wow. Something must have happened in that family.
When I was 17, I rented Not Another Teen Movie, watched it, and returned it without them finding out. This they wouldn't have approved. Oh my God.
Rebel.
This one is my favorite one. This is the one that really got me sucked into this article. It says, I just pay escorts to show as my girlfriend so they stop telling their friends to hook me up with their daughters. Every gathering, they would show up and meet everyone and always have to leave early. I pay by the hour. So that way, it's different ones. So you're like, yeah, I'm dating someone else. So they don't think, when are you getting married?
Oh, I see. Because I was like, damn, that's like, what if you need someone for Thanksgiving? Then you need someone for Christmas. Like, can you do the same one in that time?
Well, then you could also just be like, hey, you know, they're going to go with their family for Christmas. Because this makes it sound like, yeah, they live far enough apart to where they're not involved 100%.
Yeah, but then you get all the questions of like, why can't you ever like keep one? Like, why are you ever going to settle down?
But at least you don't have like these people like, hey, this person's trying to contact you. It's like, why?
Here is my daughter. Please love her.
Oh, yeah. Nope. Yeah, some of these are pretty awesome. Like this one that I'm highly involved in the BDSM community in my city. Even 10 bar at our local fetish club as a couple times a month. My fiance and I are super vanilla passing, which is lucky. They're happier not knowing. I made like my brother said something about like somebody being a masochist, and I'm like, oh, them too. And my brother looked at me and he's like, no, I don't want to know. Like about like BDSM and stuff.
Does your brother do kinky stuff?
Not that I know of.
Oh.
But I also haven't asked. Nor do I care.
I can't see him doing kinky stuff.
No. But like I told him that and he was just like, oh, damn it, why did you tell me that?
Why do you know this?
Like, I said it in passing, and he's done that to me where he'll, like, drop
it. He knows you're a kink, though.
Yeah. I'm like, you have to at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Any idiot could see that.
Plus, you know so much about it, so it's like, okay.
I find it very fascinating in
general. Okay. This isn't just from Google, though.
No. I have talked to many a people.
I have done a many a things.
That too. I could write a book. Maybe one day I will. Anywho, what is the secret that you have kept from your parents to this day? Or are you like Sarah and just
everything? Like, wow. And because I've really come clean with everything that I used to be rebellious about. Mm. I know.
Such a goody two-shoes, Sarah. God, you're lame.
Or if I'm like hardcore, I just tell everyone about it.
Are you are you hardcore if you have to
does
tell people
make,
you're
does
hardcore?
That make you hardcore?
No.
Who would be the first person you called if you were in jail? Or would you tell your parents? Would you even call your parents?
Well,
would you even?
Depends. What am I in jail for? Like, if it's something that's going to be on my record, like a DUI or something, then I feel like that would have to come up reluctantly. I'd have to tell them. But if it was something like drunken in public, I probably wouldn't.
Really?
Just like, I don't want them freaking out, because then anytime I have a drink, they're going to freak out.
Oh.
Which, funny enough, my best friend, it's funny that you say that. You know those dumb little things where you have to, they're like the little surveys you take on Facebook where you ask your significant other questions and you have to write down what they say.
Yeah, like don't prompt them to it or whatever. Yeah.
So one of them was, she was doing it with her husband and she only sent it to me just for funsies. She said, if I called and said I was arrested, who would you think I was with? He's like, Vicky.
Really?
Oh, she gets crazy when she's drunk. I love it.
Oh, I could see you being there, but not actually like partaking or like
not as
being
much.
Arrested too. Like I could see you being there just because, like for me, like if I got arrested and you were there, you would be there because you went, we were like, can I just please go with her to make sure she calls the right person, officer? Right. Like, I'm sorry, she's crazy.
It's mostly because I'm like, you know what? I don't want to fight with her when she's drunk. I'm going to let her do her thing. I turn around, you're getting arrested. Like, ah, damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's been times where her and I, like, we've gone to a bar and people recognized us and or recognized me and they started bringing us shots and shots and shots and shots of whiskey. Oh, that was a
night.
I was so drunk. We didn't go back to that bar for a couple of a couple months. And then when we came back, hey, you guys, oh, damn it.
You still remember us. No.
Oh, God. Anywho, but yeah, we want to hear about your secrets.
Yes.
And we'll hopefully talk to you guys next week.
Bye.